This offbeat English guide is still more accurate than most books written today by AI. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the bestest speaking English show you could learn to know. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, International English Language Day. If you want to improve your English vocabulary today, you could work your way through a dictionary or a thesaurus, or through one of the many language guides the world has to offer. Or you could take a really big linguistic detour and read perhaps the most unusual guide to the language ever published. It's called English as She Is Spoke. This volume came out in 1883 or 1884, thanks to one Pedro Carolino, of whom we can safely say he meant well. He wanted to help students in Portugal learn a little English, so he put together a book of common English phrases. The catch was that Carolino didn't really speak English himself, nor did he have a Portuguese to English dictionary handy. He did have a Portuguese to French dictionary and then a French to English dictionary. You can try the exact same process he used when you visit online language translators, and you'll probably come up with the same kinds of phrases that are in the book. Among the items in the common phrases section, he has spit in my coat. Have you forgetted me? He was fighted in duel. Wax my shoes. And I am catched cold in the brain. English as She Is Spoke did not become the go-to guide for aspiring English speakers in Portugal. Instead, it became a hit with English speakers who found it so bad that it was hilarious. It was republished with the subtitle A Jest in Sober Earnest, and at least one edition had a foreword by Mark Twain. He described the book this way, quote, "Nobody can add to the absurdity of this book. Nobody can imitate it successfully. Nobody can hope to produce its fellow. It is perfect." And you can learn more about English as She Is Spoke at coolweirdawesome.com. When we come back, we'll tell you about an event so exciting, I hope we can come up with the words to describe it. That's right after this. Welcome back. This weekend in Mount Olive, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Pickle Festival. This event will feature the Cuke Patch 5K race, a pickle eating contest, a pickle princess pageant, a tour de pickle, and of course a pickleball tournament. I'm Brady. They're staying on brand, aren't they? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.